Hello, God. Before we start, can we pray? Heavenly Father, God, first of all, I thank you for who you are. Thank you for being the head of my life. God, I ask you, God, that if any sin that has creeped into my heart or my mind, I ask you to forgive me. God, let me speak your word and let your words come out of my mouth. Not let it be me speaking, but let it be you speaking through me. I ask you to bless the ears of the congregation here. Bless everyone here that they receive this message from you. In Jesus' name, amen. As you guys may not know, but from the song that we just heard, it was called Praise. And that's going to be one of my message about effectiveness of praise. And how many times you guys think that praise and worship appears in the Bible? Yeah, a lot. I actually looked it up, and it was 259 times praise appears in the Bible, and worship appears about 188 times in the Bible. So evidently, praise is important. And you know, when I looked at it, and when I started studying, and I got deep into it, it was like, while the word praise itself appears frequently, the concept of praising God is more prevalent. Not just praise, it's the concept of praising God. And the Bible encourages and commands believers to praise God, highlighting its importance in their relationship with him. Because the whole thing about praise is God doesn't need our praise. We need the praise for God. It says praise as seen through scripture is a vital aspect of believers' relationship. God is more than just an activity. It's a lifestyle and powerful expression. And it makes me think back on praise. When I was growing up, when my mom would be in the church, I would hear my grandfather and them going around the house, and they would just be singing. And sometimes it didn't make any sense. They might just be going through the house saying, Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus. And they were just saying things. But what it was, they was praising God. They was honoring God. It was about their relationship with God. And God, you know, even from the beginning, in Genesis 1, hold on, I got my place marked. Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28 says, Then God said, Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. So God created man in his own image. Y'all get that? He created us in his image. The image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So in that, I take that God created us in image. So he created us to be like him. He wanted us to have a relationship with him. So when I read it, I thought about it, and I thought about praise. Just from that verse alone, it's like, how could you not praise him? How could you not want to have a deep relationship with him? You know, just that verse alone. But then it goes even deeper. I know you guys know John 3:16. What does that say? Yeah, so that verse alone. That's enough to be, want to give God all the praise. Just that enough. But, you know, unfortunately, we still don't praise him. We still don't give God the glory that he deserves. It says, Christians do not have an effective prayer life, because I was talking to Cheyenne, and when I started talking about praise, when I was studying, I couldn't separate praise without prayer. I couldn't have prayer without praise. It's like they were intertwined. A lot of times we think we're having issues, we're having problems. What do we tell everybody? Let's pray about it. You know, everybody, let's pray about it. A lot of times I tell people, let's praise about it. Amen. Let's go into praise about it. And then after you pray, you go into praise about it, you're rushing up to God, you're getting that relationship with God. And then that's when the prayer comes in. That's when the prayer becomes effective, when you're praising God. You know, because, I mean, I tell a lot of people, life is life. Life happens. You know, sickness happens. You know, I was talking to my brother Mike about life. Life happens. Things happen. You know, we not, because we become Christians, don't mean God, the Bible never said when you become a Christian, life is going to be peaches and cream. I never seen that anywhere. But for some reason, when we become Christians, we do. We think it's supposed to be peaches and cream, and that's not what it says. And I think one of the reasons we go through things is because God wants our praise. You know, most Christians, it says, don't have an effective prayer life. And the reason they don't have an effective prayer life is because they don't have an effective praise life. You know, think about that. You know, let that marinate a little bit. I mean, an example, I was telling Shannon about me growing up. When I was studying, God was just studying, opening up layers and layers of my life. And even from when I was 5 or 6, me and my younger brother, we fought like cats and dogs. I mean, they say boys fight. Me and my brother fought. That's what we did. Sometimes we'd be fighting, and all of a sudden we would hear, Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, singing out here. And it'd catch our voice, and we'll stop. Because my mom knew. You know, she didn't come in there and start fussing. She went to Jesus, start singing to Jesus. And it quicked our heart. I was telling my brother that earlier. And I said, you remember? He said, man, I remember that. I'm like, yeah, because when you go to Jesus and go to God and praise him, it's powerful, you guys. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. And I think about the times, my mom is gone to heaven now, but I think about the times that we were in praise and worship together at home. And I never forget, Jesus Built a Fence Around Me. That was our song. We sung it all the time, Jesus Built a Fence. And me growing up through life, I didn't realize, as a kid, I didn't realize what I was really singing. I didn't realize the praise I was giving God was building a hedge of protection around me. And when I look back, I'm like, man. I'm like, God, you mean I was praising you and worshiping you, not realizing, I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking, well, it's just music. We're just singing. But it was that relationship God wanted, even at an early age when I didn't even realize it. But he was steadily building up hedge of protection around me, building a hedge of protection around my family. You know, so I suggest you guys that have kids, let your kids see you praising God. Let them see you praising God. It makes an impact. It makes a big impact. Growing up, you know, before my mom got saved, my grandfather was the only one in the household that was really saved. And he took me to church with him every Sunday. Everybody else went partying at night, did their thing. But my grandfather had me at church with him. So I saw when he praised God. Even though his family wasn't living like he wanted them to live, he was praising God in advance. You know, he worshiped God and praised God for what they're going to do. He died dead and gone. But guess what happened, folks? Oh, my grandmother got saved. My mom, my aunts, my uncles. Because they built that relationship of praise with God. Because you can pray and pray, but then if you're not praising, it's intertwined. It's like you're missing a whole, you're missing a goal. You know, a lot of people in here, you know, like me, I know some people ask me, you know, we hadn't had speaking in tongues or didn't feel with the Holy Ghost. And a lot of people, well, they don't see the evidence of that. I suggest, in my own personal experience, try praising him. Try praising him more than you do. And not just pray about it. I mean, I prayed about it for years when I got saved. I want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Why am I not getting baptized in the Holy Spirit? And I was telling Shannon, I was at a revival. Praising and worshiping God at the revival. Just in my own world, praising God. This young guy came by and they said, let's pray for him. I'm in the middle of praising and worshiping God, just letting him know how I love him, how good he is. And I went to pray for this guy, this young guy, and guess what happened, folks? I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Right then and there, true story. I'm never going to forget it. And that was the impact of praising God, because he wanted that relationship. He wanted that. And it's so much deeper than, you know, we teach about you pray to God, give it to God. Or we got so many diseases going around, so many ailments, you know, and we're supposed to pray about it. But I always tell people, God can touch you and meet you in the middle of your praise. In the middle of the praise. And praise has seven different, when I was talking about, I studied, and I found out that praise in the Hebrew language was seven different words. And one of them was halal, and that means to pray, boast, or celebrate. The next one was yada, and it meant to praise by lifting of hands. The third one was tawda. I might be pronouncing it wrong. Extend your hands into thanksgiving and in anticipation of receiving something that you don't have. Shabak is to praise with a loud voice. Barak, to kneel down and bless God as an act of adoration. Zamar, praising God through the use of instruments, which our band does all the time. Tehillah, to sing or chant either in a structural form, such as a hymn or worship like we did earlier, or it could be unstructural, just making up words to God, speaking your own truth to God and singing it to him and going into the presence of God. We need to go into the presence of God and usher God so he can meet us where we're at. A lot of times we pray and I get mad about it because I tell my wife, I feel like sometimes, you know, people, they want to go to God, and I'm like, they need to stop using my God. And I know God don't need me to defend him, but, you know, they go to God like God is a genie in a bottle. He is not, folks. He's not, don't go to him just when you got problems. You know, he wants you to come to him and praise him because he's done a lot. I mean, I can probably go around the room and ask, you know, what has God done for you? And that's the whole point of praise. He wants you to remember what he's done for you. And he wants you to give him the praise for it. You know, in fact, I said, anybody here got a praise report that they can praise about?
Thank you. I've been having some health issues and I got a bunch of, probably within the last 10 days, like 15 different tests run. And so far, they found nothing to be going. This is what the problem is. You got a problem here. You got a problem. Nothing. So far, everything has come back to where Jesus led me.
Yes, yes.
My mom was diagnosed with Parkinson's over a year ago. And talk about, you know, being in a storm or when, you know, life, just things happen, right? And man, just what she's done with her exercise and just all the things that she's supposed to do and her medication. And she continues to get these doctor reports that it, you know, it won't go away, but she's not getting worse. So that's just a beautiful reason to praise.
yes.
I guess I'm supposed to be here for a reason because I was having really hard days this week at work. They were horrible. And each day I was praying. And this morning I woke up and I was like, I'm just going to praise God for everything he does for me. Yes. My day was so much better after the last 2 days, and I was like, man, I was supposed to be here to hear it.
Yes. Thank you. Coming to you, Billy.
You know, when you go down to get prayer, first thing you want to do is tell God that, Jesus, you're my healer. And he told me one time when I went down for prayer, he said, he's going to heal me, but I brought it back with me. What I went down there and prayed for, he said, leave it to my feet, and I will heal you. But instead, I picked it back up because I was thinking, yeah, he's going to heal me, but I'm going to try again. Pray for it. Believe in it, and it will be done.
Yes, yes.
I have a 12-year-old daughter, Alina. In 2021, she had a brain injury, a brain bleed, was in a coma, was not supposed to make it. Now, she wasn't even if she did make it, she wasn't supposed to be walking, talking, worshiping, anything. And now she's, you look at her and you wouldn't even be able to tell she had any type of brain injury.
Three years ago. And this past November, I started losing feeling of my left arm, and it got to the point where I couldn't use my arm at all. I had to literally put my arm in my pocket and kind of pretend that I intentionally had it there for a reason. So I went to the doctor, and of course, I wound up having to have a neck surgery. But along with that, I was getting real clumsy, and they did an MRI of the back, and the back was worse than the neck. So within 2 days, I had neck surgery and back surgery. My follow-up was the 17th of this month, and they told me, take off your braces. You're doing great.
Wow. Yes, 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 yes.
So I've been encouraging and mentoring this couple, and they're going through a tough time in their marriage. And so the husband has come fully to the Lord, and he's been growing. And the wife just started coming to the Lord. And so I was mentoring her at first, and then I felt like the Lord telling me I needed to speak to him and kind of mentor him. And so I started to do that. Then the enemy started to fight me and say, your marriage is not even restored yet. What are you doing? And I started praising God because it is restored and it has been restored. I'm going to say about 80%, but even though it wasn't, I'm praising him as it's been restored 100%. And I told this young man and his wife, you two need to grab hands together because there's an enemy that's trying to devour your marriage, and pray. Doesn't matter what you feel. It's not flesh and blood. It's against the enemy that's trying to bring these forces against you. And so I got a text this morning, and he texted me. He said, Cheyenne, I grabbed my wife's hands this morning. We prayed for the first time together.
Yes, yes, yes.
My eldest son, Trey, Mike the Third, he was in naval intelligence for 10 years, and he's seen a lot of things. He's done a lot of things, the top secret stuff and everything, and it really came down on him hard, bad case of PTSD, and it even got so much worse that I could tell the satanic attack that Satan was putting on him. We couldn't even talk on the phone for more than 5 minutes, and he would just start ranting and raving. Now, for the last 4 months, my prayer team, they're all our prayer team. My brothers and sisters here, praying for him. He's been delivered, and just like I've got my son back.
Yes.
It's just
yes.
Tremendous.
Yes. Yes. And guys, the reason I wanted to do that is because we all got reasons we can praise God. We all got reasons to build that relationship. And if y'all don't mind, I want to share mine. And mine, my mom is gone home now, but my wife can tell you, I praise God because my mom was dying. And she knew the Lord. And she knew her healing wasn't going to be on this side. She knew her healing was going to be on the other side. And on things, when we would talk, she like, baby, praise God. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop praising God. You know, and she was adamant about it. Just keep praising God. No matter what I feel like, because I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. Just don't stop. And she was adamant about praising God. And teach my girl, she kept adamant, make sure you teach your grandkids to praise God. She instilled that in me. I hadn't even thought about that in 3 years until I started studying this and how she was adamant about it. Just keep praising God. So this thing is real. This praise and relationship with God is real. You know, and I praise God for it because my mom could have went on to heaven, me not had to have a conversation. My mom told me everything she wanted to tell me before she died in that hospital room. She talked to my wife. She told her everything. Sorry, y'all. She told us everything. And I thank God because he gave me that gift. I praise him all the time. God, I had a chance to talk to my mom. My mom told me stuff. She didn't leave nothing unsaid. Everything about my life, she didn't leave anything else. And that's a gift to be able to talk to your mom and know everything. I mean, my mom, we talked about her funeral. And I was the one like, Mom, I don't want to talk. No, baby. I need to tell you this. She told me everything. So I praise God every day. God, thank you for giving me that time with my mom. I pray she's not here. I miss her because the flesh misses her. But my mom ain't hurt no more, and I know my mom is dancing and jumping around with Jesus. And that's enough just for me to praise when I think about it, you know. And I know my scripture that I'm reading from today is read from Psalms 150. Let me go to it. And in those, it says, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And the last thing, praise the Lord. And reading those scriptures, that tells me that praise is not something that is not a passive. Praise is something you have to be active. You know, it's an act of worship. And an act of worship is not sitting by idly. In Psalms 150, it tells you what to do. So when you're praising God and you're sitting there, you're not praising God. He wants it all. He wants it all. He deserves it all. You know, a lot of times we go through life, and life is, we get busy. We all do. We get busy. But God deserves everything from us. Everything. You know, and trust me, when you give him everything, it's going to be much more. I've tried the 50%. I've tried giving God 50%. And you know what happens? I suffer. God's like, I want to bless you, but I can't. You know, praise him. You know, you might have something going on with your body. God is like, I want to heal you. I love you. I want to heal you, but I can't. He can, but he can't because he needs you to do something. You know, a lot of times we think, we pray to God, God heal us. Okay, he can, because he is God. But a lot of things are biblical. God, yeah, we tie God's hands just by not praising him. And this is something we can do, but we tie God's hands. You know, so I suggest we all just, you know, give it up. You know, because the Bible tells you, you know, every knee going to bow and every mouth going to confess. That's what the word says. I'm not saying it. That's what the word says. So we can choose to give it to him all right now, or we can choose to wait. You know, me personally, I choose not to wait. You know, I got grown kids, I got grandkids, and I pray that I get to see them grow old. But if I don't, I pray to God that I instill something in them that they will want to praise him and worship him. You know, because it's important. A lot of people, when we die, when you got family or grandkids, you still alive. You physically, you're not here, but your seed is here. So you still here. You know, but hold on 1 second, you guys. It said, we are never supposed to be spectators doing praise and worship. God commands us to praise. Like I said, not for his sake, but for our sake. Now, a lot of times he wants us to praise him so that we will remember all the goodness that he's put in our life, all the things he's kept us from. You know, all of us got a past. You know, a lot of us did things that we could have been, well, we were in harm's way, but God put a hedge of protection over us. Not because we deserved it, but he saw something down the line. You know, even the devil's like, you know, I'm going to try to kill him right now. And God was like, no. And a lot of times I know it may not have been me, but I know I had a praising mom, a praising grandpa, a praising grandmother. You know, when I was out there doing my thing, I knew they were praising for me. You know, and so us that has kids, if our kids go astray, you know, it's going to hurt. Just praise anyway. Just praise him anyway. Like it's already done. It says, and then praise beginning with, before you pray, a lot of times we pray, but we forget about going into worship first. You know, I really believe that we need to go into praise first and then prayer. You know, a lot of times we wonder why I've been praying for this, but did you praise? Did you praise? And like I said before, and don't treat my God as a genie in a bottle. I personally get offended. Well, I do. You know, he's God, he can do everything, but he's not a genie in a bottle. He doesn't want to be your genie in a bottle. He's God. He's the creator of the universe. So let's treat him as so. And in that, God lives. Praise is where God lives. Praise is where God lives. You know, here on earth when we're giving his praise, and in heaven. In heaven, they praise him. A lot of times, if you guys don't want to really praise and worship God, you really don't want to go to heaven. Because do y'all realize what we're going to be doing in heaven? 24/7. So we might as well get used to doing it now, because if you want to get to heaven, because we're going to be doing it 24/7. And I know I'm kind of short, but I had, is the guy back there? Keith back there? You can cue it. Yep. Before we leave, guys, let's say a prayer. But before we leave, we're gonna get into some more praise. And Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for touching our hearts, God. Let us receive it. Let us receive it, God, because you are worthy to be praised. You are so worthy to be praised, and we want to honor you, God. We want to acknowledge you for who you are. You are the Creator. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.